Let's talk about protecting your assets. Protecting your assets is all about tracking your physical assets, managing your intellectual property and your intangible assets, mitigating your risk and minimizing your risk with effective management and with great agreements, and transferring your risk to other businesses with great insurance. Let's talk about each one of those. When you track your physical assets, that means that you're making sure that everyone who has a computer or a cell phone, a printer or a car, or some other piece of company property has properly signed for it. They know that they're responsible for it, and they know that they're supposed to return it. It also means putting little labels on every piece of company property so that it doesn't walk out the door without being noticed sometime. I've seen more than one example of a company that loaned a computer to a contractor or loaned a computer to an employee, and when that employee or contractor left the business, they kept the computer. And because there was no physical record, no signed agreement between the employee and the contractor and the company had no recourse to go out and try to get their asset back. When you manage your intellectual property, it's about managing with agreements with employees and contractors, with IP protection in the form of patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets, and good practices. It's important for you to get a good intellectual property attorney on your team so that you can understand the difference between patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets, and then manage your intellectual property by having those agreements with your contractors and with your employees. A good agreement will specify that the contractor or employee is being entrusted with company assets like customer lists or formulas or recipes or other processes and practices that are used in the delivery of the product or service, and that they recognize and acknowledge that that's company property and they can't take it with them when they go. Another important part of protecting your company assets is mitigating your risk and minimizing your risk with effective management and great agreements. Again, that is about working with attorneys on all of your major contracts to make sure you are limiting your exposure. Make sure your contracts have things like indemnification clauses and contractual limitations of liability. They're very, very important. Adherence to government regulations, such as those coming from OSHA, and having company policies on the operation of dangerous equipment is important too. Safety has to be part of the culture from the top to the bottom to mitigate your risk. And that, strangely enough, is the responsibility of the financial management folks because they're the ones that are responsible for protecting the assets. And finally, we transfer our risk with insurance. There are all kinds of insurance policies out there. Property and casualty insurance, professional liability insurance, errors and omissions insurance, directors and officers insurance, key man insurance. There's all kinds of insurance policies out there. Get a good insurance broker on your team and listen to what they have to say. Budget for insurance to protect your assets. That's one of the key roles of financial management, is protecting your assets by tracking them, by making sure that people understand that company property belongs to the company and doesn't belong to the individual, and mitigating your risk and managing your risk by great agreements and through great insurance policies.